Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and he's got a bit to say. And before I get to his words, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, here's what Rusty has to say, and I quote, "Hey Sandman, in your recent video about Passport Bros, you cautioned Western men against going to the Philippines and having a son with a Filipino wife. As a man who's half Filipino, I have some perspective to share. My dad is white and my mom was born and raised in the Philippines. I've never been to the Philippines and never felt a connection with it. Through my mom, I've seen the darker side of Filipino families. Women in my mom's family were all very gossipy and scheming against one another, which is fitting since a bunch of her family tree is descended from Spanish conquerors. Filipino women can also be loud and dramatic. The ones that I've grown up around love to shout their conversations. When I was small, my mom would get occasional phone calls from her family back home. It usually had something to do with a need for money and would make my mom very stressed out. One time, my mom got scammed by a relative who convinced her to wire a large sum of retirement money to buy an investment. The person who received it disappeared and was never heard from again. At times while I was growing up, my dad and some of his friends would suggest to me that I should get a Asian girl because according to them, they are subservient good wives. But my mom was anything but subservient to my father. They would fight all the time. While growing up, I did not consider myself to be a Filipino. I abhor the concept of racial identity because I don't want preconceived notions about groups of people to determine the interactions I have as an individual. It wasn't until sometime in my early adulthood that I learned that being 5'6" is considered short for a guy. There are still many women who are shorter, and I've had success with some very attractive ones. I don't wish that I was any taller because my size allows me to fit more comfortably in spaces like small cars, airplane seats, playground equipment, and furniture. With regards to height, I hate how I'm treated in the workplace. I'm a software engineer and have proven myself time and again to be a competent employee. On numerous occasions, I've improved products in ways that have a tangible outcome from the company's bottom line. Yet people I work with are often dismissive of my ideas when I first bring them up. My best successes in corporate life have come from taking over projects that someone else completely messed up on and turn it around into something good. I've expressed interest in taking a leadership role with more authority, but have always been denied. There have been quite a few times when someone taller and whiter than me gets recommended for a position, even though they may be equally or less qualified than me. For instance, one time I was on a team that interviewed a tall white guy. I thought his background was good, but not super impressive compared to other candidates. Yet everyone else was highly impressed and imagined potential ambitions for him, suggesting that he could take all sorts of other leadership roles beyond what we were interviewing him for. It's like I want to be Captain Kirk, but the only chance I get to sit in the captain's chair is by battlefield promotion. After I prove myself to be capable, the role is oftentimes taken away from me, and I get sidelined because taller people don't think I have what it takes to be a good leader. This has made me jaded from trying to climb the ladder of corporate politics. I relate very much to Spock's internal struggle as a half-human. There's a pressure that other people impose on what they expect me to be, but I just want to do me. Having a Filipino mom presents some life challenges, but it's not all bad. I've learned to be more self-reliant and try to make up for whatever weaknesses I have by finding playing fields where I can win. I excel where objective truth matters, things like programming, accounting, or the field of law. I also have a good fortune of genes that allowed me to have a good head of hair, muscles, and to not be overweight. Whatever dings I have in sexual marketplace value, I've been able to overcome substantially with confidence, competency, and looks maxing. It's not easy. I just want to throw that out there for any of the geomaxers listening. There are considerations for you and your children, and I will leave it at that. Well, Rusty, thanks for sharing your story. I'm glad to see that I was right in my previous video about the Passport Bros, bringing back their half-Filipino sons to the United States having to deal with island dwarfism. At work, you probably see yourself as the star of the show, like Sly Stallone. Yet your coworkers probably see you in the role of Rob Schneider, also half-Filipino actor, taking incoming calls for the San Angeles Police Department. I'm glad you see that looksism and heightism are actually real things, and you're looking on the bright side that you fit in those tiny airplane seats a lot better because of your stature. As for the danger of falling for a Filipino woman, a lot of the time they mention that they're descended from the Spanish. Yet looking at most of them, you would hardly know. I think that some of them might just be saying that to boost their status as being part European. But as you mentioned, the women, your mother included, tend to be feisty and hot-headed, like they're Latin or Spanish, even if many of them are not descended from conquistadors and instead just island dwarves. I've seen how looksism works in big corporations, because I've done a lot of photography and headshots for various companies. I remember one place I was taking pictures and one of the higher-ups was a 6'4", former football-playing doofus. I could never figure out why that was the case, but over time I learned that people are biased towards a person's appearance, when giving them a job more so than talent or hard work. And you learn the same. People want to project appearance to customers and other companies they do business with that their people are the finest genetic specimens. It's all about petty vanity instead of intelligence. You realize they hire an ex-famous football player because when he goes out and meets with people and represents their company, the clients get a little bit starstruck and are more likely to do business with someone they feel like they already know because they've seen him on television. Again, going back to Filipino women, it's funny how Western men see traditional gender roles as women being subservient. Yet it's anything but. In reality, they aren't, and it's just a stereotype that gets passed down from man to man, even though it clearly isn't true. Just because she cooks and cleans for you doesn't mean she doesn't have control over you. A man is a better slave when he believes his wife to be a slave instead. But we know that's not the case in traditionalism. She still has covert power, which is more dangerous in some ways, because you don't see her slavery, because she treats you somewhat well. Also, as a country, the Philippines seems to be more like a cargo cult. They want Western goods and money. Their greatest export is people, and the country tries pressuring foreign Filipinos, especially the women, to help out by sending money back. If you geomax in the Philippines and you end up with a woman from there, then you will most likely have to send care packages back overseas to support her relatives and friends, and maybe even some secret children that she has that you don't know about. I dated a woman that did just that. There was a service that dropped off an empty box at her house, and she would just throw samples into it and whatever else she could and get it in the mail. Also other things like gifts that she didn't want and things that she found at the thrift shop to send back to the Philippines. On the surface, it looks like a noble and selfless thing to do. But below the surface, it's parasitic and ultra-nationalist. Such women probably see the Western countries that they live in and work in as nannies and nurses as being suckers for giving them all that good stuff. If women from the Philippines see Western countries as their meal ticket, then how do you think they're going to see their men? I'm just saying that if there's a pattern of behavior or usury, then there's a good chance it also ties into the individual level as well. Rusty, with regards to looks, 5'6" wasn't that bad back in the day. But now with apps like Bumble and Tinder, where women increasingly select their height preference, even the guys that are 6 feet tall are being rarely selected these days. Because women prefer men that are 6'6", don't you know? The match rate will only be around 5% in general if you're a man on the platform. And only roughly 20 to 40% of that 5% ever end up going on a date. Just because you have a different dating experience being shorter, just because you had a different dating experience being shorter 10 to 15 years ago doesn't mean that you'll have that the same way today. America is also highly racist regardless of what people say. You experienced that in shared examples, some of which I took out of your already lengthy essay that you sent me. You said people mistook you for a Mexican and started speaking Spanish to you. So that being said, when you wanted those leadership roles, maybe people in your company thought to themselves that having a Mexican-looking man representing their interests would be seen as a negative. Since people are racist, that would mean that someone might not do business with your company because of it. But I wouldn't take it personally, but it's something that's systematic. I know that I'm starting to sound like a BLM person, but I rarely see racism in Canada when compared to when I go down to the United States. Regardless, there are some advantages to being a manlet. For one, short, skinny men live the longest. Maybe it's because their heart doesn't have to pump their blood too far. I don't know. In fact, no one knows for sure. There are theories about it having to do with taller people having more cells in their bodies, so their cells replicating puts pressure on them. But studies have conclusively found that shorter men live a lot longer. But in the end, what good is a long life if you're seen as a second or third class citizen regardless of how hard you work? There's that incel meme where the short guy works out at the gym and tries real hard, and the good-looking skinny guy, blessed with good genes and no muscles, doesn't do anything, and he still gets all the girls. I know that you made the best of your situation, Rusty. But as a man, why curse your son to such a life where no matter how hard he tries, he'll never truly be accepted and acknowledged for his achievements. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your dad smashed your mom and made you, but she smashed his sanity with her fiery Filipina personality, while he falsely believed that he was in charge of the relationship. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the corporations that hire workers based on their looks instead of their skills and talent away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.